Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Arrests without charge and merciless torture, Palestinian children in the hell of the prisons of the Jewish occupation. Araya newspaper, issue 601, May 27, 2026, by Ustad Abdul Khaliq Abdouin. On May 6, 2026, Andalou agency reported that the army of the Jewish entity carried out raids in various areas of the occupied West Bank, resulting in the arrest of at least 17 Palestinians, including a child and two women. The prisoners' media office stated that these attacks are part of an escalation in daily arrests carried out by occupation forces in the West Bank, targeting various groups, including women and children. Palestinian institutions concerned with prisoners' affairs, including the Palestinian Prisoners Club, stated that more than 1,630 children from the West Bank, including Al-Quds and dozens from the Gaza Strip, have been arrested by the Jewish occupation since the start of the war on Gaza. They also reported that the death of a child inside Megiddo prison after being subjected to starvation, deprivation, and abuse. 350 Palestinian children remain imprisoned by the Jewish occupation, including two girls in harsh conditions that blatantly violate all international standards for the protection of minors. They face torture, starvation, medical neglect, sexual assault, solitary confinement, and denial of family visits. Human rights and international reports indicate that the arrest of Palestinian children by Jewish authorities is a systemic and ongoing practice. Approximately 700 Palestinian children are arrested annually. By the end of December 2025, the quote Israeli prison service reported holding 351 Palestinian minors on security charges, in addition to 106 minors detained for illegal prisons. The occupation authorities employ harsh policies. Testimonies from the children indicate that 73% of them were subjected to physical violence after arrest, 95% were handcuffed, and 86% were blindfolded. Many children are arrested from their homes in the middle of the night, and interrogations are conducted without the presence of their parents or lawyers. A conviction rate as high as 95% has been recorded in military courts for children with common charges, including stone throwing and incitement on social media. The Jewish entity employs administrative detention, which is detention without charge or trial, against children, and children of Al-Quds are particularly targeted, with hundreds being detained. Over the past decades, the occupying Jewish entity has perpetrated physical and psychological abuse against children prisoners through a series of systemic policies that violate human values. Children remain the most vulnerable group to its violations, whether through killing and injury, denial or education, or arrest, which has affected tens of thousands of them during raids, clashes at checkpoints and in the streets, or from schools. Children in Gaza have frequently been used as human shields during the military operations of the Jewish entity. Furthermore, 20,000 children were killed during 2 years of genocidal warfare, and more than 56,000 children were orphaned, losing one or both parents, while more than 5,100 children require urgent medical evacuation to save their lives. This policy continues to this day, and this ideology is based on genocide and ethnic cleansing. This is what is happening now in the aggression against the Gaza Strip. The occupation soldiers continue to kill and arrest children, women, and the elderly with no moral or humanitarian constraints on their behavior. Looking at the Jewish occupation's record of crimes throughout its existence, we find that it has no connection to humanity. Behind it stands extremist fatwas that permit the shedding of children's and women's blood out of fear of them and their potential to follow in their father's footsteps in defending their land, honor, and rights. Consequently, they see the necessity of eliminating the people of Palestine and the new generation of resistance within Palestine. The children and women of Palestine and the Gaza Strip have always been a clear and explicit target for the Jewish occupation army. We find that in the years during which the occupation launches its aggression against the Gaza Strip, the number of martyrs among children and women doubles compared to other areas. Most of the homes contain children and women, and the Jewish occupation forces bombard them with missiles and bombs to inflict maximum harm and force them to flee. Demographics are a crucial factor in the existence of Palestine, and the occupation seeks to outnumber the people of Palestine because a large population of the people of Palestine would pose an existential threat to the Jewish entity. Furthermore, the Jewish occupation bombs indiscriminately, aiming to terrorize the people of Palestine and prevent the emergence of a new generation of resistance fighters. The political inaction in the face of these tragedies in Palestine, the arbitrary arrests of our children, and the suffering of our loved ones is a true reflection of subservience to the West, particularly America, and is implemented by regimes in Muslim countries. The Islamic Ummah will not be liberated, nor will the people of Palestine and its children be freed, nor will the crimes of this monstrous Jewish entity cease, except by removing these regimes and the agent states that serve the colonialist West in our lands and are subservient to its orders. The battle in Palestine is decisive, and it has revealed to the Ummah the true nature of this feeble, weak, and humiliated Jewish entity, protected by these regimes that mislead the Ummah and feed it rosy dreams under the guise of, quote, frontline states, resistance, Al-Quds army, states of steadfastness, and so on. Therefore, it was necessary to direct the message to a party other than these regimes and political circles, especially the rulers, although they are not exempt from the message for one reason only. Their political subservience is a matter of choice, not slavery. The rulers are capable of making a single swift decision to break free from the Western order and to mobilize their armies to Palestine to support its people and children in obedience to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ. And what is the matter with you that you do not fight in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed amongst men, women, and children? An-Nisa 75. However, after decades of inaction, conspiracy, and bloodshed, the answer from those regimes was always clear, quote, we will not disobey our masters. At this point, an immediate shift in discourse was necessary, urging the Ummah and its armies to mobilize and rebel against the regime that had betrayed the deen, the interests of the state, and the people. This necessitated the mobilization, crossing nationalistic borders to support the people of Palestine, especially its children, who had endured humiliation and degradation under these outdated nationalistic regimes, in a swift and immediate action to support the people of Palestine and rescue their children as mandated by Sharia law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمْ النَّصْرِ. And if they seek your help in deen, then you must help them. Al-Anfal 72. As for the overthrow of regimes and the establishment of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, which establishes Islam as the ideology that governs the affairs of the people and the state and everything related to them, it is an imperative that the armies give their nusra, military support, to Hizb al-Tahrir, which represents the only political entity capable of establishing the Khilafah Caliphate and possesses a complete, clear vision for it in every detail. At that point, all the issues of the Muslims will be placed on the label of Sharia law and jihad, foremost among them, the issue of Palestine. Member of the Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.